It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria
and Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the last few days since we've been together, and that you've made every single minute of your life precious and special, because that's your obligation, to have some gratitude, to have some love, to have some peace in your own heart and soul so that you project that and everyone around you feels calm. And I'll tell you, today we have a special guest that came to the Institute that Anna and I have had the privilege to direct since 1980, really a wreck. And the problem for him was he was a young man and a wreck. He was only born in 1969, and he had three types of arthritis. Most of you don't even know there are three types: psoriatic arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis. Usually that takes until somebody's a ripe old cherry to get those. And you normally get one, sometimes two, but not three, and certainly not that at such a young age. He was so burned out, hard-working guy, successful in what he did up in Canada. He wanted to take a holiday, gets on the boat, lives it up. You know, my idea at one point would have been, you know, eat more, have more fun, drink more, and gets out on the boat and almost has a heart attack or stroke. And they bring him back and look him in the hospital and say, oh my God, we've got to put you on some medicines. You have these clogged arteries and you're going to be in trouble here. Now, he has no remedy because he's going to doctors who were trained by the pharmaceutical cartel. And they're telling him, take more medicines. And we don't know why a young guy like you has this and you're crippled and your life is a mess. Medicine is going to resolve that. And he went along with it, as most people would, because you believe that somebody who has an education of 12 years, and hopefully you in their best interest, knows what she or he's talking about. But then, thank God, his very smart wife — thank God we have wives, they're usually smarter than we men. We're like bulldogs running around grabbing toys all of the time as a woman's observing where the toy is. And she had a very close friend that we happen to know many years ago, Eleanor, who was what was called in her young generation a health nut, and took a special time on a Saturday when he wasn't working his way into death and pain and suffering to visit with him. And so this is Greg Pestana. Greg, what did Eleanor say to you back then on that Saturday?
Oh, I'll never forget. She asked me a question. Do you want to live? I said, of course I want to live. I mean, I'm young. I this is not the end of my life. I want to live. Even though I felt that like one foot was in the grave and one foot outside, I wanted to try whatever I could. But honestly, Brian, at that point, I was so medicated. As you know, they couldn't put the stents in because it was too close to the heart. So they medicated me, statins, blood pressure was high, everything. I was just so uncomfortable and not feeling well at all.
Mm-hmm. So this Eleanor Wilson, this amazing woman, she said to you that she had a solution, right? What did she say?
Well, you know, so what she said to me was, look, if you want to live, you need to give me 3 weeks of your life. Give me 3 weeks, 3 weeks straight, and you have to go away. And, you know, my wife and I are very close. We know each other since I was 17 years old. She was 18. Oh. We've been together for 40 years, and we don't go anywhere without each other. But she says, look, you have to make that commitment.
Yeah.
And I didn't even answer. My wife said, yes, he's going to go.
Again, smarter than us.
So, you know, he goes, do you have $10,000? Can you afford $10,000? I said, no matter what, Bev said, we will do it.
Yeah.
And that decision that day, and my wife was the one that was very eager. She goes, Brian knows my wife. She's very persistent. She's very intuitive. She's very sharp. She just hunkered down and said, you know, you're going.
Yes.
Because I don't like going anywhere without Beth. But she says, you're going.
Well, she's a mathematician. And she knows numbers and conciseness.
She didn't want to live with you like you were. She wanted you back.
She was going to trade him in for a younger guy.
Yes. I tell you, because even though I was in early 50s, I felt like I was 80, 90 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was in so much pain, hands, feet. Literally, I couldn't walk properly because of the arthritis. And at nights, I mean, I'd be in bed, and all of a sudden, at 2 o'clock in the morning, my toes would literally cramp and twist, and it was terrible.
You would actually look down, and your toes in the middle of the night would actually twist? You'd see them twist?
Yeah. Wow. The big toe go over the next toe,
yes.
And my wife would have to get up and kind of massage them out. Because of the statins. And, we've got that.
And this all started when you were in your 30s or 40s, correct?
Well, yeah. So the arthritis, I didn't know, you know, I had the issues, but, you know, you're so busy, you never really go get diagnosed.
Wasn't painful enough yet.
But I believe I had arthritis from early stages, like in the 20s, because I used to lift a lot of weights.
Yep.
I was a track athlete. Then I became a bodybuilder, kickboxer.
You were also great. You were a star for Canada. You were a medalist in Canada, no?
No, I unfortunately was chosen on the the 80 Olympics, but it was boycotted.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, Jimmy Carter. And
yeah,
the
Russia apparently shot down a Korean airliner, and so that was my last chance. But I did go to university. You know, I got a track scholarship. I went to university on a ride on my track and field. So, it was a great opportunity for me. But you know, as I told Brian before, I mean, we abused the steroids. We did a lot of things in order to be, elite athlete.
Yeah, to pump up your body. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger was as big as he said, I could never be that big without steroids. And that was a trend then.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was. And it wasn't as refined as it is now.
That's it.
We don't know what we were taking back in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So what an amazing story. Mm-hmm. So here he goes from a star. He was going to represent the country of Canada, and there are no slouches up there. And he's now crippled by the time he's in his late 40s.
And he's a contractor.
He's a contractor. When we come back, we're going to talk about that and what it took for you to reverse this. Because there's so many thousands of people listening to us today that have these problems and are told by some expert, some doctor, that it's hopeless, that this is a chronic disease.
Yeah.
You're going to learn very soon this is not chronic. It's chronic. Your negative attitude. That's what's chronic. You got to change your head. We'll be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we are here with Greg. And Greg Pestano's story is he's Italian, he's Punjabi, Indian, Canadian. And he here comes to our institute here in West Palm Beach. And
because his wife made him come.
Yes. And he took one look at the food and what happened?
When I landed, I thought it was just a health, you know, you do the spa.
You get massage. Yes. Go to the pool.
Sip
martinis.
Like Hollywood or something. Man, I came and I remember walking up to the front doors and I saw they were serving food. Well, to me, it was grass. I go, only cows eat this stuff. I remember I was from the flight, I felt terrible. I was not comfortable. A lot of pain, couldn't walk up. I'm walking up the sidewalk and my feet are sore and it was hot.
Yes.
And I called my wife. I said, Beth, there's no food here. It's just greens. in my background, we eat rotis and puris, and the Italian part of me, we have our pastas and our cannolis. I mean,
that's cannolis, and,
you know, and on top of that, I mean, I'm used to having my steaks, right?
Yes.
And I looked at it and I'm going, no, I can't do this. No, this is not for me. And I called Beth. I said, my suitcases were right at the door. I pulled them to the sidewalk and I called Bev and I said, you know what? Book me a flight right back. I'm just going to take the cab back to Fort Lauderdale. That's where we came in. And I'll just stay overnight, get me a flight out. And I remember it was the Jamaican, I forgot her name, Jamaican lady that was there. And she goes, oh, you know, you should stay. Try it. Just try it. And I think, Brian, you were there at the time. I think you were coming out the side doors by Wetmore Hall. You know, there's the front doors and that side door from your office.
Yes. And you sneak out the back one.
You said, young fella, you know, you've come all this way. Why don't you just try it? And if you don't like it, I'll refund you your money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Beth was on the phone at that time, actually. And I said, Beth says, please, Greg, just stay a couple of days. So I said, okay, fine, I'll do it. But I'm not going to eat anything. Anyway, I got there. And
you didn't.
It's true. Anna Marie can attest to this.
Yes.
Because I remember seeing, I forgot his name, the nurse.
Tom. Yes.
Tom Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling me my routine, what I have to eat, an apple with sliced garlic.
Yes.
And make it a sandwich. And I should eat that every, lunch, mm-hmm. breakfast, and dinner.
Yes.
Even on fast day, I should have it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I was eating because I misunderstood what he was saying.
You wanted to misunderstand. You didn't want to eat any. You knew what an apple and a garlic was.
I tell you, I must have reeked of garlic the first 3 days. But do you remember when I came? So I went a whole week just on that.
Yeah.
And I went from 220, my wife is at 25?
Yep.
29 pounds. Mm. 229 pounds. So 200 pounds in that first week.
No, it poured out.
And your wife didn't have to worry about the girls coming after you. You smelled like garlic.
Yeah, and I remember sitting down with you, Anna and Maria. You said to me, so you guys were actually worried that I was losing weight too fast.
Yes.
because by the second week, I dropped to 189. Mm. And I was walking, jogging, cycling around the place with all this, the guys from Denmark, swimming. And I didn't miss my, I was wearing glasses. I had to wear glasses. I wasn't wearing any glasses anymore.
Wow. This all happened within the first 14 days.
Mm-hmm. 14 days. You see, by the third week, I was 185. I left at 185. Didn't need glasses. Didn't have issues with my hands, my feet. I was actually back to working out. Bev, whilst I was there, followed the same routine. She lost like 30 pounds. Like, we were just right on track. She bought the Omega juicer whilst I was there. She prepared everything for me so I can keep my lifestyle the way it is. And we've kept this lifestyle.
How many years has it been now you're doing it together as a couple should? You need to, you know, you remember the vow you took at the altar in sickness and health.
Yeah, it's from 2015 to now. So that's what, 8 years?
No, 9 years almost.
Eight years. And we've kept up with the wheatgrass every day. We do our implants. My markers, my inflammation markers, I used to see a rheumatologist. She goes, Greg, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it, because there's nothing there.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? So even the doctor was honest enough to tell you that what she said you were going to be crippled with and on drugs the rest of your life. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk to you about living a sane lifestyle in an insane world. We'll be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Greg Pistano. And what a story he has, because he healed so many things. And of course, the arthritis, psoriasis, and all of that was important. But the more important was his heart and his arteries being clogged.
That can kill you in a second.
Oh, my God. The angiogram said that he was 70 and 40% clogged. What happened? Tell us about the angiogram you took after being on the diet.
Yes, so after we did the angiogram about a year and 9 months, I was raw. Bev and I were raw for a year and 9 months.
I didn't even 100% have to.
Yes.
Yeah, you weren't just eating apples and garlic, were you?
No, please.
No.
Now you like the vegetables.
Yeah. And the thing is, remember, Anna Maria, Brian, you guys said we can have a miso soup, something warm, on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Right.
But we stuck to the raw diet for a year and 9 months.
Amazing.
No soups, nothing. And because you were stricter back then.
Yes.
Remember, back then, it was very strict. No fruits, no. And so my cardiologist decided, you know what, let's redo your angiogram. So we went to Sunnybrook Hospital.
Which is one of the top, by the way, in Toronto area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, yeah. And, you know, you can see it on the screen, and they're going, okay, where's this blockages? So thank God my wife keeps a binder with everything that goes through, like And they had the diagram of the first angiogram, and I showed them while I'm on the table. I said, there it is, and there it is. They go, well, young fella, there's no blockages. The blockages are gone. There's nothing there.
That's remarkable.
In fact, your heart is beating like a 35-year-old.
Hey, did your wife like that when your heart was back to beating as a 35-year-old?
Yeah. Oh, man, she was smiling from ear to ear.
Hey, yes. Maron.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be incredible.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing. We joke about it, but your sex life comes back. When you clean the arteries, your brain, your heart, and your libido work better. And I'm sure that you can confirm that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're in our 60s now.
Yeah. We're in our 60s. But, you know, we still have a healthy sex life.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, it's so important for people to understand that you're being told by people with limited faith and limited wisdom and limited knowledge that you have incurable diseases, that you're going to suffer forever.
And be on some heavy-duty meds.
I mean, to talk about the medicines. Finally, they put you on a medicine that was so expensive. Explain that to people.
Oh, yes. So I was on, you probably saw commercials for Humira, which is a biologic. I have to take a shot every other week. And Humira, the cost of Humira is around $4,000 per injection, per pen.
So that means you're talking about $8,000 a month. Mm-hmm. That means over $90,000 a year to take Humira.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's it's a biologic. It it slows down the T cells, right?
Yeah.
So it then causes immune issues too, because I was getting a lot of flus, and anybody that coughed around me, I'd catch cold.
Well, let me explain. The T cell is a general of your immune system. If you have less generals or less wise generals, more cancer, more viruses, more bacteria, more molds, more death. There's no question about it.
Yes.
So now you charge $8,000 a month, and although you weren't poor, that is a pretty hefty amount for anyone, isn't it?
It is. In fact, it got to the point where Bev and I invested, we bought into a pharmacy with another friend of mine.
You either have to break in or invest.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it literally paid the rent. Yeah. It paid the rent and the facility. I mean, and wages. That's how much it cost us.
Yeah.
Isn't that a sad state of affairs in our countries, these countries you call free countries, that we literally have medicines that they believe are the only resolve, the only way you can help yourself, that are so expensive. The average person in Canada, the United States, makes a little over $45,000 a year. And these medicines cost over $90,000 a year. So what happens? Mm-hmm. What happens if you have the money, you invest in a pharmacy? If you don't, you suffer. That is a shame.
But the good thing is you're off everything, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm off of everything. I mean, actually, we discussed it. Well, I was there, four weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm completely off of Humira. Actually, they switched me from Humira to Tronfeia, which is another biologic, and I just shut down everything. Because when the doctor said to me, the rheumatologist said, look, your inflammation markers are great. You don't need to be on any of these things.
Right.
Yeah.
Same with the cardiologist. He goes, Greg, I'm taking you off the baby aspirin. I'm taking off statins. I'm taking you off of everything because you don't need it. You really don't need it. Even him, and he, believe it or not, passed away. My doctor passed away from heart condition.
He watched you, and it didn't equate to him. Well, Greg,
and, you know, but the thing is, he asked me, he says, Greg, I need to know how you did this.
Right.
And I said to him, look, you need to go to Hippocrates, even go on a doctor's day, go there for a week and understand the nuances of this healthy living.
Mm.
You know?
Well, that's right.
It's all about changing your habits.
changing your mind, changing your habit. Well, Greg, you're a living example of what everyone's capable of, but you have to love life enough. You have to have friends, companions like your wife to support. We need to support one another, because in this wildly insane world, everyone tells you the opposite. They tell you to not to be responsible.
They give limits.
They give limits to you. And you have a limitless life and a life now in your 60s that's better than it has been probably since you were a little boy. So all of you out there listening today, take heed. Listen to what Greg shared with us. No matter what you're dealing with, whatever you're facing emotionally, physically, spiritually, if you just take back your existence and have gratitude every single minute, every single second, and live life to its fullest, you'll live in a way that will free you from pain, suffering, and fear. Till next week, be well.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.